Chapter 18, Love's Identification. We have seen that the new creation is utterly one with Christ. We have seen that the new creation is one with love, one with Him, and love is one with the new creation. The new creation is the body of Christ. This living organism, God-dominated, God-filled, is here among men, acting love, acting in His stead, taking over His work. In the first chapter of Acts, Luke says, by the Spirit, the things Jesus began to do and teach. We began where He left off. We take up the work that He laid down. He was the burden bearer, the lover. He is acting in us, through us, and with us. Burden bearers. We are now His burden bearers. We carry His load with His strength. We do His will with His ability. He is living His life in us. We know, though perhaps we do not realize it, that it is no longer I that live, but Christ is living in me. We have lost the old landmarks of sense knowledge since we learned to walk the new way. He said, I am the way. It is not a road, it is a person. It is not a theory, it is a reality. It is not a doctrine, it is a life. Dogma and doctrines have lost their significance. They are the worn-out shells of the yesterdays. They held us in bondage for years. Now we are swallowed up in Him. Romans 15, 1 and 2, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. This is the Jesus method. He was strong. He took our infirmities. Now His strength has made us strong. We take over the weaknesses of others. We are not their critics. We do not condemn them because they have failed. We go down and take their burdens and let them walk by our side, freemen. We do not condemn the one who is held in prison by Satan, for we remember that once we were slaves. We are the strength givers, the burden bearers, the light leaders in the world of darkness. What a ministry it is to take Jesus' place. What a life it is to bear the burdens of the weak, carry the loads that others should have had strength to carry, have faith for those who are faithless, courage for those who are whipped, wisdom for those who have long walked in darkness. We are the Jesus men and women of a new age. John 15, 9 and 10, even as the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. We are to love as he loved, pour out our lives as he poured out his. Paul saw the real issue and gave it to us in 2 Corinthians 5, 13 and 14. For whether we are beside ourselves, it is unto God, or whether we are of sober mind, it is unto you. For the love of Christ constraineth us, for we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died. Paul believed in love to the extent that he was believed to be beside himself. Paul's answer was, the love of Christ has taken hold of my heart. I realized that Christ's death was every man's death. The same love that caused Christ to die for man had constrained Paul's heart and was causing him to live for them. The attitude of love is this, I love them as though I had died for them. Paul is even stronger in his description of love's identification in Romans 9:3, Moffat's translation. I suffer endless anguish of heart. I could have wished myself accursed and banished from Christ for the sake of my brothers. In reading this, we feel we can hardly come up to it. But it is not hard because He has made us love. He has made us like Himself. What He was in His earth walk, we are now in our earth walk. He has taken us over in order that we might take over His dream for man. Sounds strange, but it is beautifully true that we love as He loved. We love with His love. We look upon people through love's eyes. We used to say they are reaping what they have sown. We used to see them through sense knowledge eyes. Now we say, Father, help me to help them. I am taking your wisdom and your strength to carry the load that they have failed to take strength to carry. They have been deceived by sense knowledge. I take their place and carry their burden, as thou hast taken my place and borne my burden. We speak of them with love's voice, with love's message. Love's transmitters. Our identification with him puts us on the throne. His identification with us puts us in the place of leaders, teachers, comforters, helpers, burden bearers. We bring God to man, just as he came to us. We boldly say, look on us. We are love as he is love. We are love's lips, love's hands and feet. Without wires, the mighty generator of Cooley Dam would be helpless. Without transmitters, God in all his ability is helpless. His love can find no expression except through the new creation. Those great generators are dependent on the wires. They and they alone can bear the current that can stir the motors and light the homes of the Northwest. Can't you see, if you fail him, he is helpless? We limit him or we allow him to be limitless. For many ages, the power and ability of the mighty Columbia was never utilized. For nearly 2,000 years, the limitless ability of God has been unused. The church has been weak and powerless. Sin has reigned as a master, and the church has served as a slave. Yet that church represents the new creation, which is a Satan conqueror. Shall we allow it to go on? You have seen the truth in this mighty message of identification. What are you going to do with it? We hold the key. Shall God be great among men once more? Shall he heal and save the multitudes? Shall the vast hordes of men once more hear the message of grace from the lips set on fire with love? Shall the Peters once more walk the waves? Shall we hear them say to the crippled, "Arise, walk"? Shall we see men set free from Satan's dominion? Yes, I believe we shall. We are the masters. We have arrived. We have the thing the human spirit has craved. We are whispering now, "Greater is he who is in us than any opposition or any lack that may confront us." Can't you hear a voice saying, "This is God speaking"? We remember what manner of men and women he has made us. We fear not. At last we are masters. We are the God created, the God indwelt, the God empowered, the God guided. We are the ones in whom love never faileth. Come, let us go up and take the land. We are well able.